Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NCC Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Rayo. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. We have from the management today, Sri R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, Sri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Sri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations. So I hand over the call to the management now for the opening remarks, after which we will take up the question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
No,
over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Vaibhav Shah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to all of you into the Q3 FY24 Investors Earnings Call of NCC Limited. The presentation containing the performance of 9 months and the Q3 FY24 was uploaded on the stock exchange website and to our website. Now we'll take you through the key highlights of the third quarter, and thereafter we will take you questions and answers. So before my briefing, the usual disclaimer of the presentation that we have uploaded on the stock exchange and our website yesterday, including the discussions that we will have in this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to NCCL business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and actual results may materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Now, before going to the company's results, just I want to touch about to the only 1 minute on the economy. All of you know that the elections were held, and in some of the statements, governments were also changed, like Telangana, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, etc. So here, the impact of the change of the governments, if you look at in that angle, the impact on order booking slightly would be there, some delay in the process would be there. Generally, change of government, change of the departments, those things happen. But our focus is not there much in the Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, and Madhya Pradesh. Telangana, of course, we are already early this year and the last year, we have slowed down in terms of order booking and also in terms of execution. So in terms of execution, since we don't have much orders in the states, we are not forcing any major impact on account of elections and change of government. But the elections which we are going to get from general elections in this another few months, definitely will have an impact on the order booking, some slowness in the process of the orders, and after issuing of this election code, no further new tenders or new awarding, and then major policy changes and other things won't happen. As a result, some delay would be there as far as order booking is concerned. But as far as NCC is concerned, already we built a good amount of orders in our order book. As such, we are not forcing any impact in terms of revenue booking in the coming 24-25. The finance minister in the budget, already a few days back, the vote and account budget was given by the parliament, where the finance minister announced a boost in existing schemes, including the fisheries and women-run self-help groups, and said the government will build 20 million affordable houses in the next 5 years. We have to the 30 million houses built already. For the last 3 years, the government has stepped up spending on roads, bridges, and other infrastructure as a way to boost the economy and create jobs. The budget foresees an increase in capital expenditure on such long-term projects by another 11% over last year to 11.1 trillion Indian rupees, even as the government's overall spending rises at a slower 6%. The pace of increase in capital spending is lower than in the previous year. With this, I want to come to brief the NCC's third quarter performance. First of all, I want to explain about the orders. Before that, the special orders what we received in the second quarter or first quarter and what the status of those orders progress. Now, two SPVs were created in terms of the contract for execution of these electrical smart meter projects. One SPV called as NCC AMISP Ray Private Limited, created for Nasik zone of Maharashtra, and another SPV called NCC AMIPS Marathwada Private Limited for Aurangabad zone. In these orders, there is a mobilization advance facility about 987 crores for two projects of Maharashtra and one project of Bihar. And another third project we received from Bihar government, but for which no SPV is required to create. So the financial tie-up and the finance closure is in progress, and we expect that finance closure complete by March 24. For both equity and debt, the institutions have been identified and they have shown interest to invest. As far as debt is concerned, SBI caps recommended to SBI, and it is under the process. These projects require an equity investment of around 500 crores. This 500 crores is for the totaling to three projects. And out of 500 crores, NCC required to increase this equity investment or upload the part of the equity investment. So NCC proposed to upload 50% of the equity with the premium of 5 to 10 rupees per share, with which NCC requirement to increase come down to around rupees 100 to 150 crores. So several banks, investment banks, showing interest to invest in equity, and discussions are in advanced stage, and we are confident to close both the equity and debt mobilization before end of March 24. And another group of projects where NCC is now getting good progress and a good volume of turnover is UP Jal Jeevan projects. So there is a good progress in execution of the Jal Jeevan projects in UP, and these projects contributed significantly in Q3 and 9 months top line for increasing the turnover of the 9 months period of current year. Out of the total amount of rupees 16,900 crores, we have executed up to December 23 about 43%. In the next quarter, we expect to complete another 10%. So it may take another 1 year to complete the total Jal Jeevan projects, both second phase and third phase. So now I come to the order book on a consolidated basis. So we have order book at the beginning of the quarter on consolidated basis of 61,786 crores. Orders received in Q3, 796 crores. Orders executed, 5,151 crores in third quarter. So the balance orders on 31/12/23 is 57,440 crores. The target orders for the current year is 26,000 crores, against which the company secured in 9 months period about 21,238 crores. Now balance orders to achieve the target is about 4,762 crores. So basing on the orders what we can tender submitted, and also where Kelvin declared, and the management is confident to achieve its guidance order book of 26,000 crores. And we have alone orders of about 4,000 crores, and today we got 1,250 crores LOA. So based on which the management is confident now to achieve the 26,000 crores order book. Q3 operating performance. First I will brief the standalone Q3. In this quarter, the company performed well in measures of the performance parameters. On standalone basis, the company reported a revenue of rupees 4,747 crores against rupees 3,373 crores, a growth of 41% on year-on-year basis. The revenue primarily driven by buildings and electrical divisions, which in turn driven by UP Jal Jeevan mission projects. The gross profit reported as rupees 727.60 crores against 587.40 crores, a growth of 24%. The company has posted an EBITDA of rupees 479.33 crores against 348.80 crores, an increase of 37.42% against corresponding quarter of previous year. The PAT reported at 212.82 crores against 149.88 crores, an increase of 42% over corresponding quarter. The other income reported as rupees 26.27 crores as against 57.41 crores of the corresponding quarter. Now I come to the 9 months standalone. The company reported revenue of rupees 12,868.39 crores against 9,335 crores, a growth of 39% on year-on-year basis. The revenue increased primarily due to more revenue from buildings division, which in turn due to good progress in UP Jal Jeevan mission projects. The gross profit reported as rupees 1,819 crores against 1,435 crores, a growth of 18.47%. The gross profit margin in 9 months is 14% against 16% of the previous year. The company has posted an EBITDA of rupees 1,138.44 crores against 18.68 crores, reaching a growth of 24%. The EBITDA margin is reported as 8.85% against 9.84% of the corresponding period. PAT reported as rupees 444.12 crores against 391.54 crores. So the cash flows are concerned on standalone. In third quarter, the cash flows of rupees 114 crores generated from the operating activities as against 220 crores in year on year. The net cash flows used in the investing activities 67 crores against 25 crores year on year. The net cash flows used in financial activity is rupees 110 crores against 195 crores. That is about the standalone. Now I move to the consolidated operating performance. This quarter reported a turnover of rupees 5,260 crores as against 3,909 crores, achieved a growth of 34.5% over corresponding quarter of previous years. The gross profit reported as rupees 764.85 crores as against 626.16 crores, a growth of 22.15%. The gross profit margin reported 14.54% as against 15.8%. The EBITDA reported 505 crores as against 376 crores, a growth of 34%. The PAT reported as 230.96 crores against 168 crores. A growth of 37.2% over the corresponding quarter of previous year. Similarly, for 9 months period, they reported a turnover of rupees 14,350 crores against 10,604 crores, a growth of 35.4% over corresponding. The gross profit reported a growth of 17.31%. The EBITDA reported a growth of 22.5%, and PAT reported a growth of 13.2%. sort of group company's performance is concerned, DCML, that is Pathwar Gold Mine Private Limited, doing the mining business, reported a turnover of rupees 445 crores as against 468.12 crores in the corresponding quarter previous year. NCC Urban has reported turnover of 66 crores as against the same figure of 66 crores in corresponding quarter previous year. So the total group companies turnover reported in this quarter is rupees 514 crores as against 533.67 crores, a little lower than the previous corresponding quarter. So 9 months performance of group companies, PCMPL has reported 1249 crores as against 1013 crores in year on year. And NCC Urban reported 235 crores against 236 crores. And the total group companies report the turnover this 9 months is 1,490 crores against 163 crores, a growth of 18%. So this is about the operating performance of both standalone and the consult. Now we move to the balance sheet items. The first item on the balance sheet is investments. There is no change in the investments. The capex. In third quarter, we have spent about 36 crores on capex, and in 9 months period, we spent 135 crores. In Q4, we expect gross capex, and so that the year would be below 200 crores. Inventories increased by rupees 115 crores in this quarter, which in line with the increased volume of construction activities. In the 9 months period also, there is an increase by about 380 crores from 1078 to 1460 crores. So it is, since the top line growing between 35 to 40%, it is the inventory requirement, purchasing, keeping stock to augment the progress. The stock is increased. As far as trade receivables are concerned, no increase in trade receivables in third quarter as against 12% growth in turnover, which reflects improved collections from the clients. In the 9 month period also, the trade receivables increased only by rupees 177 crores. That the increase is about 6%. As against 35% growth in turnover. So the trade receivable days significantly come down to 61 days, lowest in the decade. In third quarter, there is no increase in trade receivables. I already explained the percentage. Retention money has come down from rupees 1,930 crores to rupees 1,420 crores. So from opening balance of FY23. Reduction. Unbilled revenue now stands at 3,053 crores as against 3,647 crores just a quarter before. The unbilled revenue as percentage of turnover is 23% as against 24% recorded in FY23. In company, as per working capital, there is a phenomenal improvement in working capital in the current 9 months period of the year. The working capital is increased by about 32% as against 38% growth in the turnover. The working capital as a percentage of turnover recorded as 20% as against a peak of 55% in FY21. Just 2 years back, our working capital gone up to 55% of the turnover, gradually coming down, now comes to 29%. Similarly, in working capital days, a lot of improvement has happened, reported a decline from 194 days in FY21, a peak level, to 92 days in 9 months by end of December 23. This is the lowest in the last 5 years period. now come to debt. There is no any change much in debt position per quarter comparing to second quarter. We expect that debt stands around rupees 1300 to 1500 crores by this year.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but maybe request you to speak a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, other significant matters of the company, get the NCC Vizag Urban. You are aware that the transaction was closed some years back, 2 years back. So, in this quarter, we have received the installment of rupees 52 crores from GRPL. That is the second installment. And third and fourth installments are due by December 23 and March 24. So the buyer confirmed that they are organizing the payments, both installments, before 31st March 24. But we hope to get at least one installment before March 24, another one, the April or oblique May 24. Sembcorp, you are aware that the arbitration tribunal has given an award for a total amount of rupees 1.87 crores paid by Sembcorp NCC. Sembcorp has paid 146.81 crores pending balance amount of 51 crores. Sembcorp has challenged the award under Section 34 of the Act before Commercial Court had award. And we came to understand that they are challenging the award in respect of awarding interest of rupees 32.87 crores on the settlement amount and on the cost of, and another one is cost of arbitration of rupees 20 crores. We understand that for these 50 crores, they are challenging in the court. But at the same time, we know that NCC has filed an application under Section 34 of the Act 1996 before Commercial Court had award, challenging the award to the extent of NCC claims rejected by the tribunal. And also the claims of Sembcorp allowed by the tribunal. So these are the at that stage now. And another major legal issue pending is TAKA. So there is a good progress for the mutual settlement. Discussions are going on and we have worked out a scheme of payments to be made if the scheme is accepted by both the senior top level management. And we are not forcing any major further liability. Only whatever liability, interest liability is there for this current year, and we hope that with that one, and whatever already provided in the books of accounts, plus the interest for the current year, to that extent we expect the matter gets closed. What's our concern? Orders at the beginning of the year, 684 crores. New orders received 3,190 crores. Total orders 3,875 crores. The outstanding of the these capital city projects have come down from 157 crores to 147 crores by December 31st, 23. BGs of total APA projects outstanding at the beginning of the year is about 244.29 crores relating to capital city projects. BGs collected in third quarter 80 crores. BGs collected in 9 months period 278 crores. And BGs outstanding is 68 crores of the capital city. Now trade receivables outstanding of the for all the projects together 270 crores, working progress outstanding 204 crores, total current assets outstanding of all AP projects, both old and new, 672 crores, mobilization advance 47 crores. So purchasing mobilization advance, roughly we have 630 crores for all trade receivables, working progress, returns money, all. It was put together. the last item is credit rating. We have received an enhanced credit rating from India Rating as in A1 plus positive for short-term loans. So this is about the brief of the NCC's third quarter financial performance. Now we open for the questions and question and answers. And we request that each participant to limit and try to restrict to two questions to allow the time for the other participants.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. First question is from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you and congratulations on another robust quarter. Sir, before asking a question, it's a humble request. If we can assign someone else to speak for the opening remarks, because your voice is not clear. We have missed so many numbers. So that's the humble request if it can be done. My first question is in terms of the now for the 9 months, we have seen a 38% kind of revenue growth. So when we were looking at 20%, so obviously the numbers will be on the higher side. So if you can help us for the fourth quarter or maybe full year, how much we are looking at, and at the same time on the order inflow, if you can re-announce or say again in terms of the one order and the LOA that you have received, and is it at the standalone level or at a console level?
Okay. As far as this revenue is concerned, in the first 9 months period, we achieved about 35% growth over the previous year. Now, for the fourth quarter also, we expect a growth of 25 to 30%. For the year as a whole, around 32-33% growth at this moment we are there. As far as order inflow is concerned, already we have provided details of for the 9 months, and for the fourth quarter, we have on hand the L1 order about 4,000 crores, and just today we received one LOA about 1,250 crores. So both put together 4,000 plus 1,250 put together 5,250 crores. So once these LOAs materialize, 80-90% of the LOAs we expect to materialize by before March. So thereby the 26,000 figure we touch, therefore those orders are concerned. And in these orders, there are no any SPV orders. SPV orders, all are standalone basis. Only one order is there, that is 2,500 crores. We got under the joint venture, 50% related to the NCC, that is 1,250 crores. And I think no need to create any SPV. As such, there is no any subsidiary company orders, you know, or the orders we explained in the 5,000 crores.
Okay, got it. And obviously we don't provide the guidance for the next year. I understand once the board approves, but directionally in terms of the given the size of the order book, the momentum will continue for FY25.
Yes, that is on that one. In next 20 days, all the division wise senior management people sitting to work out the next year program, next year, understanding the elections impacts in various states, and also understanding the what the orders available in the market. So, basing on that, we'll arrive about next year's targeted order book.
Okay, Okay. And on the margin, it will be on the 10% plus kind of a margin that will continue at EBITDA level for the next year also? Or will there a chance for an improvement?
Yeah. But now for the fourth quarter, we expect to continue these margins, and sometimes 10 basis points also increase may happen in this fourth quarter. But for the next year, also the same margins or some improvement we expect, but not be lower than these margins.
Okay. And the request, if you can repeat all the balance sheet numbers, inventory, trade receivable, trade payable, mobilization advance, retention money, unbilled revenue, investment in the group exposure, because we were not able to understand the numbers spoken by you. So that's our request.
Okay. In brief, I will tell you the numbers. Now, if you take the property, plant, and equipment, the 1,162 crores, investment property, 212 crores, investments, 875 crores. There is no change in the mix or combination of the investments in various companies. And inventory is 1,460 crores. And trade receivables, 3,122 crores. Retention money, 1,423 crores. Unbilled revenue, 3,953 crores. The mobilization advance is 2,907 crores. There is a decline from 2,755 crores. No, there is a decline from the previous quarter figure of 3,224 crores to 2,907 crores. So these are the balance sheet numbers. You want any other numbers from the balance sheet?
Trade payable, sir. Trade payable.
4,442 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Next question is from Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So first up, I missed the point on the debt side. So what did you mention? So what's the outlook on the debt for this year as well as the next year?
Yes. As far as debt is concerned, now standing as on 31st December 23, that is third quarter ended, is 1,473 crores. And second quarter end, you know that the same level is there. Now by fourth quarter end, that is this year end, we expect this figure around again 1,300 to 1,500 crores.
How much?
1,500 crores.
1,500,
right?
Okay. It is between 1,300 to 1,500 crores. It's a ballpark number. It's an estimate at this point of time.
Yeah, yeah. So 1,500 crores is what we expect, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For the next year, you know that some new projects, large size projects we taken up. There, for those products, the equity investment which required to increase by the NCCL, we estimated to invest next year is about 100 crores or less, not beyond 100 crores. As far as debt is concerned, for these two SPV part, we have tied up with the investment bankers or financial institutions, and there won't be any debt outflow from the NCC into those SPV companies. As far as third project is concerned, further also a debt tie-up is being made. As a result, there won't be any much significant level except from 50 to 100 crores for the third project for the next year. So as a result, on account of these big projects, SPVs, there won't be any cash outflow from the NCCL in the coming year, in a significant manner, except 100 to 200 crores. So as a result, we expect the debt still would be there below 1000 crores or so, possibilities are there below 1000 crores, barring any exceptional items follows further.
So, so what I understood is FY25, we are targeting our debt to be less than 1000 crores, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, understood. And that is driven by, lesser investment in SPVs and minimal capex that might be required, right? And the cash flow that you are getting will kind of help in reducing your debt. Right?
Yes, sir.
Fair enough. And for the next year, FY25, what can be the growth range we can look at? I mean, is there any kind of range that you can indicate?
This we will only be able to tell you after the budget approved by the board in the next board meeting.
Okay, so that's in 20 days or after fourth quarter, you're saying?
Not after fourth quarter, before the, or along with the fourth quarter.
In May, when we announce the results, we will.
Okay, fair enough. I got it. Okay, yep. That's it from my side, sir. All the very best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from Pranav Furia from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. And congratulations, sir, on the good set of numbers. My question is, from the order book, how much is executable in the next, say, 2 to 3 years?
Peters
is asking, out of the total order book, how much will be next 2 to 3 years?
Now, about for the next year, how much to execute, that figure we will get in the couple of days. And if you ask that in general question, 80 to 85% is executable in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir, and congratulations for a great set of numbers. I'm sorry if you mentioned these numbers earlier. I just wanted the total borrowings and the cash at the standalone level.
What figure we given is on a standalone level and without considering the cash balances.
Today, as on date, the borrowings is 1,473 crores.
After considering the cash balances.
If you take the cash equivalents, it is around 1,370.
Sure, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. So my first question is on this. Equity you are talking about, what are these SPVs you are investing in equity in? I couldn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
No
clarity.
He's
asking
the
equity investment in the SPVs.
Now you want more clarity on the investment by NCC into the smart meter SPVs.
So how much is the investment in smart meter SPVs? You said 100 crore or so, I missed that number.
The investment would be 100 to 150 crores in the smart meter SPVs by NCC. That is also takes place in 2 years' time. Need not be at a time.
Okay. So 100 to 150 crores from NCC standalone, we put the investment in the smart meter SPV over 2 years.
Yes, sir.
And you said that you will dilute some stake at a premium of 8 rupees. So what was that? Total requirement was how much only?
Total requirement.
You were talking about some premium, right? 8 rupee premium even valued state.
Yes, yes. Then now the requirement for the two projects relating to the SPVs based on the primary estimation, is about 400 crores equity requirement, out of which 50% NCC proposed to offload and 50% it wants to invest. Out of 50%, again, some premium also NCC is expecting. So about 100 crores or so we may get in terms of premium also. So when 300 crores coming from outsiders, another 100 crores only required to invest by the NCC, which may maybe in 2 years or 3 years.
Okay, nice, sir. And both these SPVs are the smart meter SPVs?
Yes, both are smart meter SPVs. And actually we got 3 projects. 2 are on the SPVs and 1 project is executed by NCC directly.
And are these EPC value of these contracts already part of the order book, the entire 3 projects EPC part?
EPC part is taken in NCC order book.
Okay, solid. Okay, sure. Just on the second question was on this Dubai real estate. What is the status there? What is the total exposure as of now? And is there any scope of monetizing or receiving that money in the near future?
Your voice is not very clear. There is a lot of echo. Could you please repeat your question?
Could you please repeat?
Sir, what is the total exposure on the Dubai now on the balance sheet for the real estate project, and how do you intend to resolve or get that money? What could be the time period of receiving those monies?
Which project?
Dubai real estate.
Dubai real estate, Harmony money.
The Dubai Harmony project, now the project, we are re-examining it, and we have already appointed some consultants. They are taking up with RERA in Dubai. Likely that the project will become live, and there are some investors who are showing some interest. Probably in a couple of months, we'll be getting back the project into our hold, and new investors who are interested, they'll be joining us in this project.
The exposure of NCC as on date is about 220 crores on the project.
And what will be the realizable value after you launch it? So potentially how much cash flow can this project generate for you?
It is very early to tell about that, but one thing is sure, that there is a good development in Dubai market also. People were now showing a lot of, evincing a lot of interest.
Based on the terms what we entered earlier, the share of the developed area what we are supposed to get is much more 220 crores.
Okay. Because I understand earlier we used to have exposure about 600 crores on this project. So you said you sold a part of that project, that's why it's come down to 220 crores?
No.
Okay, I'll take this offline, sir. Okay, thank you, and those were my questions. Thank you, and wish you the best, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, and sorry, I think I have to take a few numbers again. One is the total equity investment in smart meter you mentioned. One, you mentioned 100 to 150 crore, and then there is one more wherein we'll be diluting something, and then 300 incremental. So can you just clarify, like, what is the total requirement that we'll be doing in FY25?
Total requirement in FY25. So the total equity infusion made by NCCL is around 100 to 150 crores in a period of 3 years. And in the first year, that is FY25, it may be there about 50 to some 70 or 80 crores.
Okay. And then there's one more thing you mentioned, like, you know, where we'll be diluting something, and then probably incremental requirement is 300 odd crores. So what exactly is that?
Repeat me.
Yeah, no. So basically, you mentioned on smart meter, 100 to 150 one number, and then you mentioned one more number of 400 to 500 odd crores.
400. That is total equity requirement is 400 crores. And also we when we consider Bihar another 120 crores when we decides a different model. So since the Bihar is at this moment under NCCL, only it requires in the form of some working capital infusion from the NCCL, and it is not a equity or not a debt. That is number one. Number two, for these two projects alone, 400 crores equity requirement is there. Out of 400, and is proposed to offload 50%, that is 200 crores to the outsiders. So that also we expect some premium. So if any premium is received, so that in place of 200, 300 crores, infusion will be happening from the outsiders, which ultimately reduce the equity infusion requirement of NCCL to from 200 crores to 100 crores.
Okay. And in the subsidiary one which you mentioned, when the investor will come, so how the phasing is expected in terms of equity investments?
What is that?
It is already shared, no? 50-50%.
Yes.
No, so is it like, FI25, what is investment in these subsidiary and then 26 or anything number that you have?
FY25, that subsidiary company's requirement you are asking, or?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Out of 400 crores, about 50 to 60-70% requirement will be there in the first year, and balance takes place in the second year.
Okay. And then this is right to understand. Eventually, we have to put in 400 to 500 crores, and then like probably the value unlocking can happen after that.
No, it was explained to you very clearly that out of this 500 crores, 50% we are trying to offload. Okay, new investors are going to come in. Out of this 200 also, probably we will be getting some premium from the investors. That will reduce my equity component outflow to 100 crores. That's what it is explained.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Thanks for that. And can you also explain what is the nature of
Mr. Berwal, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but may we request you to rejoin the queue as there are several participants waiting their turn. Thank you. The next question is from Sir Sohrab Gujar from ICICI Prudential Asset Management. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just on the smart metering part, are you open to more of such orders in terms of smart metering, and just the arrangement which you talked about in terms of raising money in the SPV level so that we don't have to lever our balance sheet? Is it an arrangement we are entering into with some safe fund or something for taking more orders?
You have asked two questions. First question was about, you know, whether we are interested or keen to get more projects, right?
Yeah, on the smart metering part.
We expect a lot of, you know, fresh new projects to come up for bidding. So we will really evaluate all these projects whenever they come up for bidding. So we have to, you know, really assess the risk, what kind of funding commitment is required, and there is a learning curve. We have already taken 3 projects, so we will decide on case-to-case basis.
Okay, I just want the balance sheet exposure or the equity investment, similar type of arrangement we will be looking at, where we have to invest less and just focus on the execution of the EPC part, no?
Yeah, all the options are open. So, you know, this project has got very good visibility. So when we talk about the equity portion, we have already explained in several questions that we have answered. As far as debt is concerned, we are already in advanced stage of discussion with the SBI CAPS and SBI. They are willing to take the whole exposure of the book. So debt is not a problem. Equity, we have already explained to you how do we intend to move forward, you know, for the equity investment.
And in fact, we have mobilization advance also in these contracts.
Correct.
So that is also flowing in.
So there are two mobilization advances also, 12% and 10.5%. So funding is not something that really bothers us, you know. So we really look forward to execute the project, you know.
Okay, that's right. The second question is on the recent announcement, like we had this NHAI claim amount last quarter. Any update by when we are expecting that? along with the update on this Vizag land deal.
Two things you were asking. One is on the NHA claim. We have already received the money in our SPV, and the documentation is in progress. And out of the money received also, partly we have received the money. Yeah. And as regards the Vizag Urban, already Mr. Raju has explained, but I would like to reiterate, out of 152 crores investment, 52 crores we have already received in the current quarter, and expect that next two installments, which are due before March 24, at least one installment we'll get before March 24, and the second installment we expect somewhere in April.
Okay, done. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So, what is our standalone order book as of third quarter?
The standalone order book third quarter is 50,154 crore. I repeat, 50,154 crore.
Okay, and sir, what would be the value of smart meter orders that you have taken in this backlog?
It is about.
It is 3,660 crores.
It is pertains to all the three, or the two of them?
No, no, two of them. Because one is being executed in NCC, two are being executed in SPV, and wherever we are executing in SPV, we have taken the order back to NCC as EPC contract. That is valuing about 3,660 crores.
Reduces.
And what about the third order?
Third order will be executed in NCC itself.
So it is there in our current books, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So entire value is there currently, or the, only the EPC part as of now?
Generally, O&M we don't include, and rest of the things it is there.
Only EPC portion.
Only EPC portion.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, for the O&M part, can you please repeat the number, sir? What is the of the order book the O&M constitutes?
For the meter?
Entire order book, out of the entire order book.
Out of the entire order book, if you are asking.
5%, 6%.
In this level.
5% only.
8,000. Number 8,000 crores, it will be there, O&M, sir.
Okay, and sir, for the 9 months, by the revenue from operations, what portion is under the O&M? How much have we?
So right now, I think on hand, I don't have that number, but.
I will expand. Your question. Repeat your question.
Yes, sir. Sir, out of the total revenue booked for the 9 months, what is the proportion of O&M in the revenue booked?
No O&M figure is there in the current 9 months figure. What O&M we are telling you is the O&M orders we have not included in the present order book that relates to the 10 years long O&M amount. So the 10 years lifespan project have not yet started. As a result, that O&M part is not there in this 9 months period. It only this part will come in the course of time. And some other O&Ms would be there, some projects, 2 years O&M, 3 years O&M. But those shorter span O&M we use it to include in the order itself. So in the present 9 months period, this longer O&M period turnover is not there.
Oh, okay. So it is not accurate for this year itself.
Yes.
Sir, for the Jal Jeevan project, if you could just give again the numbers, what portion of the order book we have executed, and also on in terms of the receivable cycles, how are the receivables for this project in particular? And do you find that there will be more addition to be made as the government is trying to add more district under this, or more packets? More packets? Are you receiving more interest in the project? Continuity of the same, or is it done with the ordering?
You want to tell me? Firstly, you get the numbers.
Numbers. Okay. Now the total is Jal Jeevan projects awarded to NCC are about 16,700 crores. Out of which 43% of the orders were executed by this December end, and another 5% we expect to complete, that is about 1700 crores by March end. So the balance orders, roughly 50%, that basing on present schedule takes another 1 year to complete. By December, majority of the part will be completed, and by March the virtual completion takes place.
Thank you. Next question is from Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. In continuation to the earlier question, so again, in this budget, there has been a substantial allocation to the water department. So where do you exactly see the opportunities coming from for JJM going forward? And are we willing to participate in those?
Yeah, I fully agree with you that, you know, there's the allocations are increasing year on year for this everything related to the whole value chain of the water, be it, you know, water supply, potable water supply, or STP or WTPs, you know, all these kind of projects are coming up. And we already have a very healthy order book from this vertical. In the last quarter, if you really see, we had announced, you know, couple of orders that we have recently bagged from the state of UP. So we are really active in this space. In fact, it is our considered view that we are one of the very few players who have done all kinds of, you know, project in the water space. So we continue to, you know, study the projects whichever are coming up for bidding, and accordingly we decide to bid.
And so receivables are not a problem for these projects?
The JJM project, this is not really a problem. The problem is to, you know, complete all the projects, you know, provide the right connection, complete the documentation, and as and when these bills are certified, the payment is not really a problem.
Okay, understood. So you also mentioned about water treatment plants. So will we be sticking only to municipal contracts or government contracts, or are we also looking to get into industrial water treatment?
See, most of the projects that are really coming up or that have really come up for bidding are from the, you know, municipal corporations only. The industrial water treatment plants, you know, yeah, I mean, there are only few projects, but if there are big projects of big size, we will definitely consider.
So something like a desalination, do we have capacities for desalination?
Yeah, desalination is something that we are, you know, very much interested. We are studying this space. We have tried to participate also for new projects as far as desalination is concerned. The only issue here is mostly our focus is to execute EPC projects, you know. So several projects in desalination space is coming up on boot kind of, you know, model. So that is really a challenge, not the execution of the project.
Understood. So just a final question on smart metering. Now you said you will be doing one project on the standalone books. So from what I understand for smart metering is that once you execute, after that you'll start getting the annuities. So the one which you're executing on standalone, how exactly will you book the revenues for these?
Now, how in the beginning, how we structured the EPC part of work, the content awarded by the SPVs to the NCCs, parent company. So the turnover gets booked in the parent company relating to the EPC content. And at the same time, the SPV companies also, those amounts also get booked, but in the consolidation, that amount get eliminated. And the latter part about the annuities primarily comprise the interest and other things, that only gets booked in the SPV books of accounts. About that is about 40% of the total order value and 60% is about the EPC value.
Okay, 60% is the EPC. So, and we are able to tie up with for the supply of meters over here. We don't have any problems over that.
Right.
We are in actively, you know, in touch with lot of players who have this kind of offerings. So as of now, you know, as per the contract that we have signed with the client, we first need to demonstrate the successful connectivity of these meters with their billing system, you know, that is the ERP system of the client. And in between, there is a lot of IT network, lot of, you know, IT architecture, starting with this GSM, radio frequency kind of, you know, connectivity. So we are considering all the, you know, studying all those aspects, and maybe in next couple of months we should be able to finalize the vendor, because it is not really a choice that we have to make, you know, we have to also take the approval from the client. Once the client approves, then we have to start ramping up.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Vaibhav Shah for closing comments.
Yes, on behalf of JM Financial, I would like to thank everybody for participating in the call. Also, a big thanks to the management for allowing us to host the call. Sir, any closing remarks from your end?
Yes. So first of all, we, on behalf of the company, thanks to the JM Financial Services for organizing this investors earnings call. And I also thanks all the participants and their well participation in the this earnings call. So thank you all. Good night to all.
Thank you very much. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.